Okay, so picture this, right? You're online just scrolling around and you see it, a digital picture. Maybe it's some kind of cool collage. Maybe it's like a cartoon cat. Who knows? But someone, get this, paid millions for it. Not for a physical copy, but for the actual digital file. Like, you know, when you download a picture of a puppy, that's NFTs. That's the world we're going into today. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it really is like we've fallen into some digital gold rush, isn't it? But at its core, this isn't about just buying some digital art. It's about owning the original, and that's where NFTs come in, the non-fungible tokens.
Right, yeah, we've got this source here. It's called Why Are NFTs Making a Significant Impact from Tap and Earn, and they really lay this whole thing out. But before we get into the weeds here, can you explain what makes NFTs different from something like Bitcoin?
Totally.
Yeah.
That's a really common question. So think of Bitcoin as a currency, like a digital dollar, right?
Right.
One Bitcoin is always the same as any other Bitcoin. NFTs, different. Each one's unique. It's tied to a specific piece of digital content, like that million-dollar cat we were talking about. It's less about the money itself and more about what it stands for, like the ownership of something one of a kind.
So it's like owning the actual Mona Lisa versus just having that print you got at the gift shop.
You got it. You can copy a digital file a zillion times, but only one person can own the NFT that verifies the original, which really, really impacts artists. That's a big point our source makes.
For sure. And this direct to collector thing, that seems pretty huge for artists.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Because now you don't need some fancy gallery in New York or whatever to get your art out there, right?
Right.
A digital artist in, I don't know, rural Alaska can put their work on a platform like, and our source talks about this, like GetJO, and connect with collectors all over the world. And this shift in access it's massive, especially for artists who, you know, have had trouble breaking into those more traditional art spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. And our article mentions that GetJO is built on the TON blockchain. What's the significance of that for artists?
Oh, it's huge, actually. So TON is known for being really fast and having low transaction fees. Those are the little payments, you know, to the network whenever you're buying or selling something.
Right.
On other platforms, those fees, they're often called gas fees, and they can really eat into an artist's profits, which isn't good.
Right. So lower fees on TON means artists get to keep more of the money from their sales.
Exactly. And for buyers, it makes art more accessible, which is key to building a bigger collector base. But there's another layer to this. Transparency. Every single transaction on the blockchain, it's recorded publicly. So you can trace the ownership of an NFT from the artist's computer to yours.
Wow. Okay. So that's pretty cool. No more like questioning if a piece is real or fake or whatever.
It's
right?
Exactly.
And this all ties into that whole idea of decentralization. Yeah.
100%. It's about, you know, no single entity, no big corporation controlling the platform. It's about putting the power in the hands of artists and collectors directly.
It's kind of wild, right? That level of control, like especially in the art world, it's always been about, you know, who's got the keys to the gallery.
Right.
But NFTs, it's not just about that first sale, is it? There's this whole embedded royalty thing.
Yeah, the royalties.
And I gotta say, it's a pretty wild concept when you really think about it.
It's huge. Honestly, I think it's one of the most revolutionary things about NFTs for artists. Think about it. You're a digital artist, right? You sell an NFT, let's say for, I don't know, $1,000.
Okay, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, now imagine that piece. It blows up, gets resold for $10,000, then $100,000. With embedded royalties, you automatically get a cut of each of those sales.
Wow. So even years after that initial sale, the artist is still like financially connected to their work.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's massive because it means no more relying on like the kindness of collectors to like acknowledge your work's value if it goes up, you know.
Right, right.
It's like this potential for ongoing, even passive income, which is something artists historically they haven't had access to.
Right. And our source article really highlights that. Like they call it a game changer for artists for, you know, like building an actual career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like investing in your own success. But like anything new, especially something as disruptive as NFTs, I mean, there's got to be some concerns, right?
Sure. Yeah.
One that I keep hearing about is the environmental impact of all of this.
Right.
How does GetJO and using the TON blockchain, how does that play into that whole thing?
It's definitely something to think about. Some of the older blockchains, they're notorious energy hogs, but TON, it was designed to be really efficient.
Okay.
It uses this different method. It's called proof of stake, and it uses way less energy than proof of work, which is what some of those other blockchains use.
So it's not just about the tech itself, but like the choices you make in how you implement it, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And it's always changing as people become more aware of these concerns. We're seeing platforms, you know, really start to prioritize sustainability.
That's good to hear. Now, another, I guess you'd call it an elephant in the room. Anytime we're talking about digital currencies, we got to talk about volatility, right?
Yeah.
Like we can't avoid it.
It's the reality of this market. You know, NFTs, even though they're not technically a currency like Bitcoin, their value is often tied to the cryptocurrency that's used to buy and sell them. So, yeah, it can be a bit of a roller coaster sometimes.
Okay, so let's say you buy an NFT today. Tomorrow, its value could go up, could go down, depending on what the larger crypto market is doing.
Right.
That's a lot to navigate, whether you're the artist or the collector.
It is.
It doesn't seem like our article really like digs into that too much.
Yeah, at the side of it. And it's something to keep in mind, you know? Knowledge is power. The more you understand the tech, the more you understand the market, the better off you'll be. And that's true, you know, whether you're an artist or a collector.
It really is amazing to think about, you know, the art, the tech, like all of it. It really is like this whole other economy being born right in front of us. Mm-hmm. But what's next, right? Like, where's it all going?
Yeah.
Our source mentioned NFTs being used for more than just like pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and that's where things get really, really interesting. Like imagine walking into a virtual museum, right? But you're not just like looking at a screen. You can walk around sculptures, feel the like the size of them, the texture, everything, and it's all powered by NFTs.
So it's like the metaverse, but for art.
Exactly.
I can see how that would be like so much more immersive, like even emotional in a way that just seeing a JPEG on your computer can never be.
Totally. And it goes way beyond just like visual art too. Like what if you could own a recording of a song by your favorite band, but it's like one of a kind, right?
Yeah.
And it comes with like behind the scenes footage, maybe access to like online listening parties, all kinds of stuff. And it's all like verified by an NFT.
So you don't just own the art, you own this whole experience, this connection to the artist.
That's it.
That's really cool. It makes me think though, like if anyone can have a perfect copy of something digital, of a piece of art, does owning the NFT actually change how we see it? Is it about like scarcity? Like with the physical painting, there's only one.
Right. Yeah, that is the question, isn't it? Does the value come from having the original, even when there's, you know, a million copies? Or is it something more, I don't know, is it about being part of its journey?
Yeah.
Having that connection to the artist, knowing you're part of this community that values that piece, like those are the big questions. It seems like we're still trying to like figure out what ownership even means in this digital world, you know?
Yeah. And maybe that's okay, but that's kind of the fun part. This whole deep dive into NFTs and the art world, like, I don't know, it's like opening a door to this whole world we never even knew existed.
Yeah.
And we talked about the technology, the good, the bad, the like ethical stuff, all of it.
And we're still just scratching the surface, you know, the tech's changing every day. And with it, all these possibilities for how we create art, how we share it, how we experience it, how we put a value on it. It's really incredible.
So where do we go from here?
That's up to you. The future of digital art, the future of NFTs, it's not set in stone. You know, it's like this blank canvas, right? And it's waiting for artists, collectors, innovators like you listening right now to shape it. The question is, what are you going
to
do?
I like that. That's a good question. A good question to end on. So that's it for this deep dive into NFTs and art. Thanks for coming along on this journey with us. And until next time, keep those minds open, keep asking the questions, and who knows what incredible digital worlds we'll uncover together.